Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Rajya Sabha assures that government is continuously making efforts to ease situation in Manipur. Government constitutes cabinet committees on security, economic and political affairs. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath meets injured victims of stampede incident at Hathras Hospital, holds review meeting. Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren resigns from his post. JMM Executive President Hemant Soren set to return as Chief Minister. And IMD forecasts very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast India during next 4 to 5 days. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated that the government is continuously making efforts to ease the situation in Manipur. Replying to the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament in Rajya Sabha, the Prime Minister assured that the central and the state governments are in discussion with all the stakeholders to ensure peace and cordiality in Manipur. He highlighted that the Home Minister himself led the efforts of peace from the front by being in Manipur. Mr. Modi said that the incidents of violence in Manipur are on a continuous downward trajectory.
Manipur ki sthiti samanya karne ke liye sarkar nirantar prayasrat hai. Wahan jo kuch bhi ghatnaye ghati 11,000 se jyada FIR ki gayi 500 se jyada log arrest hue. Manipur mein lagatar हिंसा की घटनाएं कम होती जा रही है. आज मणिपुर के अधिकांश हिस्सों में आम दिनों की तरह स्कूल चल रहे हैं, कॉलेज चल रहे हैं.
During his reply in the Rajya Sabha, the Prime Minister also expressed concern about the difficult flood situation in Manipur currently. He informed that two companies of NDRF are deployed for the flood relief work and the central government is closely working with the state government in relief efforts. Earlier, Mr. Modi hit out at Congress, calling them the biggest opponent of the Constitution. He alleged that Congress' mindset is to oppose SCs, STs and OBCs. He also accused the main opposition party of insulting former President Ramnath Kovind, adding that it left no stone unturned to also insult President Draupadi Murmu. Mr. Modi said that the Constitution is not only a compilation of articles, but its spirit and words are valuable for the government. He said that the Constitution is a lighthouse to give direction to the government. On the vision of the NDA government during its third term, Mr. Modi said the fight against poverty will be the key agenda of the government and the country will emerge victorious against poverty. Mr. Modi said pace, depth and extension of the welfare schemes will be the top priorities of the government. He highlighted that the government is committed to make the country the third largest economy of the world in its third term. He said the country will witness massive change in the public transport system in the next 5 years.
आने वाले पांच साल मूल सुविधाओं के सैचुरेशन के एक गरिमापूर्ण जीवन जीने के लिए जिस प्रकार के गवर्नेंस की आवश्यकताएं होती हैं, हम इन मूलभूत सुविधाओं के सैचुरेशन का युग के रूप में उसको परिवर्तित करना चाहते हैं. दुनिया की तीसरे नंबर की इकोनॉमी बनेगी तब सकारात्मक प्रभाव तो होगा, लेकिन वैश्विक परिवेश में अभूतपूर्व प्रभाव पैदा हो.
When the Prime Minister was making the statement, the opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC, Aam Aadmi Party, RJD, Left and others created a ruckus and came into the well. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar asked them to take back their seats. Later, the opposition parties walked out from the house. On the opposition's walkout, the Prime Minister said the opposition does not have courage to listen to the answers of those queries raised by them. Earlier, the house paid tribute to the people who lost their lives in the tragic incident in Hathras, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said loss of lives and injury in this tragic incident is painful and unfortunate. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge suggested that law should be made to stop such kinds of incidents.
ऐसे जो हादसे हो रहे हैं बहुत से जगह, ये ब्लाइंड फेथ पे लोग जमते हैं. और इसके लिए कोई कानून नहीं है, तो इसीलिए इसको एक आप कानून बनाएंगे। अंधश्रद्धा के लिए कर्नाटक महाराष्ट्र में कानून बने हैं, उसी लाइन पर आप कानून बनवाइए।
The Rajya Sabha was today adjourned sine die after the House adopted the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized the opposition's conduct during the speech of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in both the Houses of the Parliament. Addressing media after the end of the Parliament session, Mr. Rijiju said that it is the responsibility of every parliamentarian to adhere to the rules and procedure of the House. He said today, in Rajya Sabha too, the opposition's behaviour was in violation of the parliamentary norms when the Prime Minister stood to make a reply on the motion of thanks to the President's address.
आज राज्यसभा में भी नेता प्रतिपक्ष पूरे अपने बात रखा और सबने सुना, बीच में टोका टोकी थोड़ा थोड़ा होते हैं, लेकिन आज प्रधानमंत्री बोलने के लिए जब खड़े हुए और कुछ ही समय हुए थे उसी समय वहां से हंगामा शुरू कर दिया, उसमें माननीय सभापति की ओर से भी कड़ी निंदा की गई है और ये एक तरीके से सदन का नियम का भी अवहेलना किया गया है, संविधान का मजाक उड़ाया गया है।
Leader of opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, today said the opposition walked out from the upper house because some misleading facts were allegedly presented by the government. Talking to media outside the parliament, Mr. Kharge questioned Prime Minister Narendra Modi over his allegations that the Congress is the biggest opponent of the constitution. He alleged that it was the BJP-RSS which had opposed the constitution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on the Vice President and the Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, at the Parliament House after the conclusion of the 264th session of Rajya Sabha today. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, JP Nadda, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament were also present. The government has constituted the different cabinet committees. In the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, there will be 11 members, which will be headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, and Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh are among the members of the committee. The Cabinet Committee on Security is to be headed by Mr. Modi. It will have Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nirmala Sitharaman and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar as members. The 10-member Cabinet Committee on Parliamentary Affairs will be headed by Rajnath Singh. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs will have 14 members, including the Prime Minister. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet is comprised of Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah. Other Cabinet Committees have also been constituted. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath met the injured victims of the stampede incident at the Hathras Government Hospital today and held a review meeting with ministers and the Chief Secretary. The CM also visited the site of the incident. A total of 121 people have lost their lives and 31 were injured in the stampede that took place at a satsang of a religious leader in Phul Rai village of Sikandra Rao Tehsil. Out of the 121 deceased, 6 were from other states, Haryana, MP and Rajasthan. The Chief Minister said that the state government has formed an SIT led by ADG Agra. It has submitted a preliminary report. The Chief Minister added that the state government has decided to have a judicial inquiry as well, which will be led by a retired High Court judge. Retired senior officials of the administration and police will also be a part of it.
इस पूरी घटना के लिए जिम्मेदारों की जवाबदेही तय करने की भी दिशा में आगे कार्रवाई की जा रही है, जिसमें कुछ विशेष दल बनाए गए हैं जिनमें अलग अलग जनपदों में उनकी कार्रवाई अब प्रारंभ होगी और प्रारंभिक जांच के बाद आगे की कार्रवाई को हम लोग आगे बढ़ाने का कार्य करेंगे और जुडिशियल इंक्वायरी के बारे में आज ही इसके नोटिफिकेशन शासन के द्वारा भी जारी हो जाएंगे।
Russian President Vladimir Putin today sent a condolence message to President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi over the stampede in Uttar Pradesh's Hathras district. The Russian President also expressed hopes for the speedy recovery of all those injured in the incident. Executive President of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, Hemant Soren, today staked claim to form government in Jharkhand. Mr. Soren met Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and submitted a letter of support of MLAs of JMM, Congress and RJD. Hemant Soren sought time from the Governor for oath-taking ceremony. Earlier, Champai Soren resigned from his post to pay for Hemant Soren. Mr. Soren met Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and submitted his resignation letter. The outgoing chief minister said that Hemant Soren has been elected the leader at a meeting of MLAs of JMM, Congress and RJD. Hemant Soren had resigned from the post of chief minister when he was arrested by the ED on the 31st of January in a money laundering case. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal until the 12th of July in connection with the money laundering case related to the now-scrapped Delhi liquor excise policy. The court also reserved its decision on Kejriwal's application seeking the presence of his wife during medical consultations with a special board constituted by AIIMS. The court Delhi's also extended the judicial custody of Delhi's former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia and BRS legislator K. Kavita till July the 25th in the same case. In a related development, Mr. Kejriwal today approached the Delhi High Court seeking bail in the corruption case registered by the CBI in connection with the alleged excise policy scam. The court will hear the plea on 5th of July. In view of some reported cases of Zika virus from Maharashtra, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has issued an advisory to the states, highlighting the need for maintaining a state of constant vigil over the Zika virus situation in the country. The ministry has said that as Zika is associated with microcephaly and neurological consequences in the fetus of the affected pregnant lady, states have been advised to alert the clinicians for close monitoring. India's equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty today rose more than 0.5% in the broader market at BSE. The mid-cap index and the small-cap index rose by 0.86%. A report from the business desk.
The BSE Sensex touched 80,000 mark for the first time. At close, the Sensex rose 545 points or 0.69% to close at 79,987. Nifty advanced 163 points or 0.67% to settle at 24,287. In the forex market today, the Indian rupee depreciated 3 paise to close at 83 rupees 53 paise against US dollar.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast India during next 4 to 5 days. It said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya. The IMD said light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Kerala, Lakshadweep, coastal Karnataka, Goa, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, coastal Andhra Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Telangana in next 5 days. The T20 World Cup champions will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow morning. Later tomorrow, the team will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi. BCCI Secretary Jay Shah has informed that Team India's victory parade is organized at Mumbai's Marine Drive in the evening. Later, the special function also is scheduled at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium. The BCCI will present prize money to the Indian team in that function. Large number of cricket lovers are expected for this parade and function. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Rajya Sabha assures that government is continuously making efforts to ease situation in Manipur. Government constitutes cabinet committees on security, economic and political affairs. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath meets injured victims of stampede incident at Hathras Hospital, holds review meeting. Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren resigns from his post. JMM Executive President Hemant Soren set to return as Chief Minister. And IMD forecasts very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast India during next 4 to 5 days. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.